told Barb. Barb called, she didn't come.
Oh, I'd like to bring the July 10th, 2018, Board of Trustees for Jerusalem Township meeting to order. I request a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Here.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Did everyone read over the minutes from June 26, 2018?
Yes.
Yes, I did, and I did not see anything.
I didn't see anything major either, Bo.
I didn't see. It looked all pretty good, Joel.
Finally.
I can make a motion to accept the minutes.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Oh, we'll move on to the fiscal officer's report. Joel.
I'm still trying to write down our thing here. Okay, so in front of you is a couple things. We had payroll for the fire department, quarterly payroll, which seems high. Higher than normal payments, which would make sense. And then on my papers out here.
Why does it seem high?
I mean, because it's the quarterly payroll. So
I misunderstood
give me,
you.
Give me that pile right there. Those are all mine.
Oh, this is here.
You took mine. Okay. So we'll start with the fund status report first.
That's why they're so high.
Where? Okay. So in our Star Ohio, we have $574,510.88, and Krogan checking $146,175.47. You also have a receipt report, deposits made between last meeting and tonight, only three, totaling $11,075.95. The largest of those being the 2016 Bureau of Workers' Compensation 15% refund. So, and $10,885.95. So, not too much. And then, of course, coinciding with that, payments made. Oh, let's see. Totaling $46,416.59 on your payment listing report with warrant numbers 16698 through 16788.
Is Don just making excessive runs, Donald Robert Murray? What is that most of that pay for?
Well, he's getting quite a bit as assistant chief, and he made almost every call, it seems like, in that quarter. It was a lot. And there was over 100 calls in that quarter, 139 calls.
His little white car's here all the time.
He was participating quite a bit. That's actually the fund status, the deposits, and the payment listing.
I didn't realize that.
And if you want, I can grab that. You want me to grab the quarterly pay for the, no? I mean, I can just rattle it off. I mean, it'll tell you how many calls they've had to date, too, for the Tony's report as well.
Yeah, Mike does a pretty good job of keeping that, breaking that down on runs and things that they make, so.
I can approve the fund status and the payment listing as read by Joel.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. James Bench.
Yes.
Bob Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried. I'll look ahead to see if this is...
So that Bureau of Workers' Compensation check goes right into the regular checking, right, Joel?
Oh, yeah. What it did was it got spread to the three funds that paid for it in 16.
Oh, okay.
So it went back to those this year.
Good.
Anything else, Joel?
Yeah. We talked briefly about lighting assessment for Curtis and Bono subdivision. These long legal paper you have. And it's a little busy because these are the what would get sent to the...
I'm not flipped on my desk.
So you have J1 and J2 project codes. That's the two project codes that they use. That's why I said it's a little busy. Curtis and Bono. And what you have there on the legal paper is what, first on the far left, is the four-year charge currently. And then if you scroll over to the far right, you have 18 through 2022. And that would be, and then of course the corresponding amounts for each parcel.
That's projected?
What the board needs to decide is, do we accept those increased amounts each year from each of those parcel owners? We would go and ask every year to certify this amount, but I had mentioned just to do it for 5 years instead of doing it every year. So we need to, if we accept these amounts, and these amounts came from a increase based on a 1.9% inflation rate each year to cover the unknown cost of electricity in the future, and or other things we might do in that subdivision, like additional lights, something like that. To put it into perspective, I looked at the four darkest months of the year of this past year to determine what we paid on average in each month, you know, to see what our utility bill was. So the Edison gives us a flat amount. There's no meter, so they guess. And so, for example, for the Bono subdivision, $66.50 a month was the darkest, most expensive month in 17. The Curtis subdivision's most expensive was $85.48 in 2017 a month. You see the totals on the bottom. That's how much we would collect for 18 through 22. And so Curtis, in 2017, we paid $1,187.52. And for Bono subdivisions in 2017, in total we collected, we paid $846.93. So if you look towards each of them, it's there's an increase each month to adjust for that.
You just want to do this so we don't have to do it every year.
Exactly. And I did do my homework to make sure that was something we could do. I didn't understand why we didn't do it out 5 years. I asked both the county and our legal department about that, and they said, all different municipalities certify funds this way for multiple years, and plus they have a lot of them in those subdivisions, like in Springfield Township or Sylvania Township. There's a lot, so they try to just do it.
Do you need a resolution or a...
Well, I mean, if there's any discussion on how we came up with these numbers, what this means, the only thing I'm waiting for from the county is what resolution document they want to see from us. Is it just a simple piece of paper with some signatures, or is it something like we're going to talk about the cemetery?
So put this off till next week.
No, I don't think we need to. I think I just need you all to decide, is one, we're going to go through this many years at these amounts, or I want to review this or study it further. And if you guys say we're okay with it, then we can make the resolution, and then I just get you all to sign the document later with these, you know.
I thought you was going to check for the county lots on though.
Just on what document I turn in.
Oh, okay.
Aside from these numbers. They need this document showing the years, the amounts, and that's what you would say we approve to collect from each parcel. How they want it written up for the signed document is I'm waiting for.
So you need a resolution for the Curtis lighting and the Bono lighting, right?
Assessment
for 2018 through 2022.
I mean, you could do each year in total, or you could just say, you know, I could read them off to you in the notes, and then, you know, as good.
You want me to read 2018 off, or all of them, the amounts?
Not all every amount, but maybe the total at the bottom.
That's what I mean, the
bottom. But that's up to you. I'm just saying that.
I'll do it quick, and we'll take that long. Okay, 2018 would be...
That's Curtis.
That's Curtis, yeah.
Yep.
That'd be $1,294.40. 2019 would be $1,410.89. 2020 would be $1,537.87. 2021 would be $1,676.28. 2022 would be $1,827.15. And we'll jump over to Bono assessments. 2018 would be $923.15. 2019 would be $1,006.24. 2020 would be $1,096.80. 2021 would be $1,195.51. 2022 would be $1,303.11. Anything else? Okay, somebody want to second it then?
I can second that.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll call, Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. I don't have any other...
Nothing else?
That goes to the report.
Okay. I need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I can second it.
Okay, roll call, Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Phil Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Fire department report. There's no one here, so we'll wait till if they get back here. Rec department report. Mike.
Yep. Okay. Start with the programming. T-ball and coach pitch will wrap up here in the next week or so. Baseball is finishing up right behind that. I did go to the lacrosse meeting that I mentioned to you guys a couple weeks ago. Very positive meeting. I thought everything went very well. We're going to wait till after this clinic to see how the numbers are. In the meantime, Mark Beach is sending over the information to Tim to try to write a grant. When we get to that point, to see if we can get some. So that's where that's at, so we're kind of waiting until that camp to see the numbers that we have there and see what we can get together with that. So it's positive. It's very, very positive, so I'm looking forward to that. Football registration has now started, and that goes for the next couple weeks. As far as the field goes, the diamonds out there, the small one looks, I think it looks great. The large one looks a lot better. I did call True Green a couple times, and they did come out and re-spray the diamond with no charge. And if you get a bill, you should not get a bill from True Green for that. I And what happens when they sprayed last time, it got washed out. That's why all those weeds were there. So it's almost, it's probably 90%, 90, 95%. You just keep raking and keep pulling them out, and it looks a lot better. And I do appreciate you going over there and spraying the fences.
Sure, man.
I did get a quote from them before that was done, and they were going to charge us $100. So that's done.
Cool.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So what I did is I took my mower and I mowed a couple laps around all the fence areas, so it'll be easier when Kevin or Eric mow, and I'll just keep up with that, and should alleviate a lot of that problem. So I just do that every, before they mow, I will take care of that. Moving on, with the Reno Park, thanks to Bo and Charlie, the sign is up in front of the park. I did go out the other day to start to clean up the swing set. There's like thousands and thousands of mayflies out there. I mean, when are they going to go away? I mean, it was a couple weeks.
Should be done.
Should be done, yeah.
My truck was absolutely covered. There's no reason to paint it with all those. I'm going to have to wait until that goes away. But I did put the new basketball hoop, the nets up, and I'm going to wash all that down. I think that will look a lot better. The backboards of that was just clean. So I'll do that next time I go out there. I will, as we talked about, trim grading up those trees. I'm prepared to do that. I was hoping Kevin would be here to see where he wants me to put that stuff, but I can call him and see what he wants to do with that. I did put the bench together that we got from Waste Management. And as I was looking at the pad to put it on at Reno, or the Reno, the Joe Bird Park, it's in an awkward spot. It's a very nice bench. Kind of thinking about mounting in the pavilion, but I didn't want to do anything until I talked to you guys.
That'd make more sense to me, but.
The slab is kind of, well, you saw how it is, and it doesn't really face anywhere. I mean, nice if it's in front of the swing set, you can watch your kids on a swing set, or in front of the basketball hoop, and you can watch the bat. It's in a weird spot. It would just be awkward.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of the park.
So I think if I put it on one of the edges of the pavilion, it'd be a nice, solid bench there. It'd be
You bolting it to the ground?
Yeah, it came with a anchor kit, so I.
If you think that's where it's better off served.
It probably gets used more. It'll get used more over there.
Yeah,
I think so,
too. I think
so
there
too.
Was some concern it wouldn't fare well out there as well.
That's what I'm told, yeah. Okay.
It's fine with me.
Yeah, okay. Go with that. Just put it there, Mike.
Okay. And also, as we talked, I talked with Kevin, and we did, this was brought up previously with the basketball court out there to have a reseal coat it, and I know Kevin and Eric and or somebody else did. He says about 5 or 7 years ago. I did a couple estimates. I called 3 companies and I got 2 estimates back. As I went to the other one, I think the other one was more of a residential. So what I asked for is to seal the cracks, to seal coat the whole thing, and to paint the basketball court on there. So I got a price from Genite. And I got a price from Buck Brothers. So what it comes down to is Buck Brothers is $1,171 and the Genite company is $1,320. So I don't know if that's something you want to pursue or if that sounds appealing or what do you want to do?
If it needs doing, I guess.
Yeah, sounds, you might as well save it. I mean,
sounds very appealing. It needs, yeah. I think that's an accurate number. We did that about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe 6.
It better be done again, or else we won't have anything.
Right.
The one number on there, that 11,000, they put that on there if we wanted everything ripped up and redone. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And the Buck Brothers comes up to be $149 cheaper.
Never heard of Buck Brothers.
I think they're doing the parking lot over at that Catholic Church, I think.
Really?
There's Bear over there, too, by Millbury.
Bear Bear.
Byer?
Or Byer.
Breyer.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Breyer. Josh Breyer is another one.
Okay.
When do they usually do that in the fall?
Well, actually, these guys, I talked to both of these women, the secretaries, and they said they'll just schedule it as soon as you put it in, and when you come up, it'll come up.
Oh, okay.
So they said they'll let you know like 24 to 40 hours at a time. So, and they will rope it all off and do all that. But usually when they're done, it's pretty much you can almost walk on it.
Right.
So, and they say they could be done in one day. They might have to come back on the second day to paint it, but to do this stuff, it's one day.
Yeah.
I suppose it was that close. I figured Jenna would be a lot more.
Me too.
Do you want to get one more estimate, or?
The other one I called was Perry's Brick Seal Coating, and I called them and I left a message. But then when I went back and I looked up online, mostly residential, so that's why.
I don't know if it's necessary with both those quotes being so
close.
Tight. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Just get it done, yeah.
I do like the Buck Brothers one better. I mean, it's cheaper, and plus they give you can do white or yellow. Jenna was only yellow paint on the basketball court. I think that would look kind of awkward. So
you want white?
Sounds good.
Let's do the Buck Brothers.
You want me to call them tomorrow and put that in there?
Yeah, I'll get it done. Otherwise, it'll drag on and it won't get done.
Okay.
Make a motion. We accept the Buck Brothers bid for resurfacing of Joe Verd Park basketball court for $1,171 even.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I know the one asked for the tax exempt number, and I'll get everything from Joe. But I'll take both of those back. Here's.
Oh.
That. And, so is Kevin just not in today?
They're on a fire run.
Oh, they're on a fire run. There you go.
They have a structured fire going on.
Sam,
right,
shocked that he's not here.
So what?
Yeah, he really wanted to be here too.
Did he?
No.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
So I think I need to purchase that paint, and I was going to have Kevin just purchase it and just keep it in the shop, and then I can pick it up on a Friday before the weekend before I paint that stuff. Is that the best way to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can get in there too, one of us. So if you can't catch Kevin or whatever, we can let you in to get the paint. I mean, it's not, if he's gone camping or something,
okay.
Somebody
okay.
can get it
no
in
big
there.
Deal.
So I'll talk to him tomorrow and see if he can just go get it by Friday or something or whatever, and then hopefully it'll be done sooner than better.
All right. Is that the last thing then, pretty much over there then for this year, the mulch, obviously?
The mulch I want that to be last. So what I'll do is I'll rake around all the poles and everything. And I'll just leave it like that, and then you can get the tractor over there, just till that up, and then just dump the mulch and be done with it.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
My guy's curious if we work that in land level, you thinking about maybe putting the walkway around so we get the walkway in, or?
Well, what we talked about originally is doing that in stages to keep the cost. I didn't know how much it was going to be. So the first stage was go from the end of the parking lot all the way to the end of the farm, and then turn to the left to where the two fields join, and stopping it right there. And then the second phase would be all the way around the new part, and then the third phase would be connected.
Why don't you see how much it costs, and then we know what to do.
So do you want me to go from the end of the parking, well, where you pull in the drive?
Yeah.
And you would turn, to go up to the diamonds. What we were planning on is just continuing that along
mm-hmm.
the property line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I will get a price or get a quote of that. And another thing I was kind of thinking about doing, and I wanted to talk to Zigray and see what he thought about this. I might have brought this up before, is connecting the two parking lots. The rec parking lot and the school parking lot, so they can use that for overflow. With that parking lot, the more it's used, the better. So if there's a walkway, they'll be more likely to use it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to Zigri and run that by him.
I don't remember you mentioning that. That's a good idea, though.
He did the last meeting.
You must have missed that. I'm sorry.
See if that's something that they want to, if they're interested in, or.
That's a good idea.
We talked about it way a long time ago.
Yeah, he might not have been here. I just.
We talked about it years ago.
I will see him this weekend. So I already made a note to talk to him, and I'm sure he'll say talk to Dean, and I'll do all the things here.
Be a lot safer parking there than parking all the way down to Route 2.
I agree.
Well, that, when they have them all them functions and the kids are outside, there's cars everywhere.
All the way down to Route 2?
Yep. Zipping in and out, so.
That's a good idea.
I'll have something
for next. Quick question I have for him. The True Gain application that you mentioned, how long ago was that?
It was about a week ago. And
I got one for data service for $625. For the rec fields.
What's the cost?
$11.20.
The to do the diamonds is $68.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that should have been
something. Perfect. I was just like, well, that's just around. You said it, and there's a bill.
You know, this still irks me, Mike, that they don't tell us how much fertilizer they put down.
You know, and I did ask him when you asked him. He said he was going to email me. He said he was going to email you.
It just doesn't make sense that they don't do that, but. I don't know what you guys think, but I'd like to know how much they're putting down on the field.
Whether it be liquid or granular?
Yeah.
Whatever?
Yeah. You know, when they do, a different company does, used to do a Brown Road, and they would leave it on their insert. Like, they had, like, the numbers, you know, like 17, 13, whatever.
And how many pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll call them again. I'll mention to them again. It's not on that bill at all?
No. No. You're just an amount, you know, and. I do. It'd just be nice to know. Is that it, Mike? Okay, thank you very much. Well, Kevin's not here, so we'll skip him. And I guess we can move on to trustees report if there's much going on cemetery.
What about zoning?
Oh, did I skip zoning? Yeah, I did skip zoning, didn't I?
I haven't been here for so long.
Yeah, we just walked right on by you. Let's go, Linda.
All right, well, it's good to be back in town. Chris did a great job while I was gone. She only had one change in a zoning permit, so there were no additional zoning permits during her time. And it was just that new house on Beeler Road, they added a back porch. So we just added it to the existing permit. I didn't think it was a very big deal. She called me, or I called her. I checked up on her and the tag team from Florida. So the biggest thing since I've been back, I kind of hit the ground running. There's a BZA meeting scheduled for July 19th. It's in regards to 11945 Dyke Road. A gentleman named Bob Jablonski has a purchase contingency purchase on the property. There is a really old house up there on the dike, and it is a 1,150 square foot lot. Our zoning says it needs to be 12,000 to be buildable.
1,200. Oh, his is 11. His is 11,500.
Yeah, so he's 500 square feet.
Okay.
Short. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice lot up there. I would rather see him tear the house down than build a new one. Anyhow. So that's a BZA meeting on the 19th is for that. He's also requesting some side yard setbacks to be lessened, and because they're 35 feet, our side yard setbacks for a house. And he's requesting 5, which we'll see what the BZA says. So that's the 19th.
What's the address on that again?
119
Dyke Road?
45.
Oh, 45.
Yeah. It's like a one-story green house. It's pretty close to the Myers, Steve Myers house. It has the bright blue metal roof. It's about 3 down to the east. I have 3 court cases going right now. So this morning I was in court for Mr. Hemeluski on Donovan. He has cleaned up outside his fences, but when David walked the floor, he can attest to the back of the building and on the other side of the fences. He just is a collector. He's a hoarder. He works commercial sites, so when he gets stuff, he brings stuff. So even the prosecutor agreed that needs to go. It's a residential lot, but he's got all this stuff.
It's a junkyard. I can attest to it. When I walked back there, I couldn't believe he's an iron or a boilermaker, I think. And when he goes to a job, he must anything that's there. I mean, there's some stuff he's got doesn't even make sense for him to have. You know, you look at it and goes, why? What's he going to do with it? You know.
Does he know this?
Yes. Yeah, and he's got till the end of August now to clean up behind the fence. Everything needs to be in building if he wants to keep it.
He's across from Smitty.
Oh, I know right where he's at.
You know where he's at.
Yeah. I mean, it looks pretty nice right now in front of the fences. So he's done a lot of work because it was a mess. But he's got a ways to go. The other one, the date is the 23rd, and that's the one up east. And that also is, we have two in one day. Wilhelm, same time, 23rd. So,
and east is Wilhelm's?
East is the Schliff. S-C-H.
P.
L-I-P-F. And then
Tracy, is it Tracy?
Yeah. They've been cleaning up, but he's got a lot of old trailers, old odds and ends trailers, flatbeds.
Schliff and Wilhelm are together?
Yeah, they're at the same time.
Oh, they're both the same day?
Usually when I go, we go in and meet with the prosecutor. She talks to me, she talks to the attorney, and then we all talk together.
Where's Wilhelm at?
Wilhelm's the one on Cooley, up at the end.
Falk's old place?
Falk's place.
Oh. Got it.
The boots. Red boots. There's a for sale sign. There's a new roof on the building, red, and there's a for sale sign on the boots.
You need one for a yard decorating?
You can put one in your yard.
I'll sell you the flowers.
What is her plan with the new roof on the building? The building looks dilapidated.
I don't know. She needs to still shore that up. It still needs to be covered. It's not supposed to be open.
Because the contrast between the neighbor and her is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to look at the neighbor's place, I don't see how we could even be on him. And then to look next door, which, you know, it's amazing.
Linda was out of town on vacation, and I had actually talked to Chief Parcelletti about that because they weren't structurally fixing it. They were just picking up pieces of wood that were laying on the ground and nailing them on, you know, so they had something to nail to. And, you know, my question was, with it being a commercial building, you know, it should meet the code, and he was going to investigate some of it, but his thoughts on it kind of were, the last I talked to him was, since it really can't be occupied, they were not going to be going in it, one bit if there's a fire. So he, you know, it was the fire department's take on it.
We need to do some kind of occupancy thing for it. She needs to take care of the sides, and then...
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, you wouldn't want to send anybody.
You don't want to... Just from my personal opinion, it just doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I wasn't here to see it, but I got a phone call too that said that it wasn't a really good way to do it. It's just covering up bad. So yeah. So I'm glad you talked to the chief. All right, so then we need to work on, we're going to work on grass cutting. That's going to be my next thing, is sending Kevin out to mow some of the lots that need to be mowed. A lot of them along Corduroy, Waterway, all those along there, big open areas that haven't been mowed yet. Some of our standard every year ones, the Shepherd property. So I got to get those out to him. Okay, we need to talk about campers. All right, I sent a violation out to one camper that was up there on Cooley 921.
I assume that's our guy.
Varga?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's now another one.
Oh, there's another one plus Varga?
Yeah. So.
But that was on his property. Is that on Keg Race?
The one up there is a different name.
Oh. There was one next to his, and it was Keg Race's property. There was a camper there, and then his camper. At the last meeting, he had called and was irate about the fine, and he had a date. I think there was a date of the 15th or something. Then,
yeah,
so 15th. Yeah, so we in the meeting here we stopped that because we wanted to talk to you to see where the issue lies with it. Is there something that, I mean, it's a nice clean piece of property. Looks like he's put some money into it. He's not keeping the camper there year round. It sounds like it's more for the fishing months.
It's temporary.
Temporary. What is that zoned, Linda? Is that zoned what?
It's zoned commercial. So this is what the zoning book says. Recreational vehicles, watercraft, or utility trailers parked or stored on a vacant parcel shall be prohibited except where permitted as an accessory use, as in a parking lot, to a commercial or industrial business. The following uses are permitted in the recreational commercial zoning only. So it is hard to look across and see in Minkies all the campers, but they're zoned RC. And the other side is C2, it's commercial businesses.
Well, they're gonna have to look at some type of rezoning because those lots are, that's perfect use for what he's using it for. If a subject is using it responsibly, which that's a classic example of responsible use other than the fact that it's breaking zoning, certain zoning rules, they're going to have to look because I just don't see it with that particular set of lots. How many lots are down through there that are zoned C2 like that, like Vargas? Are there six, eight?
There's quite, yeah. I don't know. I'd have to count them.
No, he's going to have to go and try and get rezoned because it doesn't
but
make sense.
Even rezoning wouldn't. Our RC says it needs to be three or more to be considered a campground. So even our zoning doesn't apply for individual lots. Because if you start passing an individual lot, then everybody in the township down there, all of those small lots, could have a camper on it. And then what do you do with sewer? I get it. I
know you do.
What? I guess, is there a... I've talked to him, not face-to-face, just on the phone, and I agree with Joe 100% that it's a perfect use for that piece of property right there. And is there some... He's willing, if can he go to the... Can he get a variance? You know, he'll pay the fee to get a variance done to where he can use the camper there in the summer months while he's there fishing. And you know, it's not staying up there all winter. It's coming home in the winter and going in the barn, so it's not sitting up there all winter, which is great. Them are the option. I would like to see us trying to work to an option to help resolve these issues instead of just slapping them with, we got to do this. You know, we're going to fine you. We're going to, you know.
I agree. Then you got the other side of the coin. You've got Danny Riley, who wants to put a camper up there, but has been told even by the Lucas County Plan Commission that he's not allowed to put one up there. So he's following the rules, and he doesn't have a camper there, but wants to put a camper there.
Danny Riley, I don't know that name.
The Riley's over there on DeCant Road.
Oh.
So you've got him. We had two old motorhomes that were sitting there that everyone wanted to get out of there. So I've got them out of there. So there is a precedent for some being moved. Again, who do you allow to have a camper.
Were them campers sitting there year-round?
No.
No? Needs to be RC, you said?
Well, it is RC. Or no, it needs to be.
It needs to be RC.
But it can't. Our RC zoning says three or more.
Three or more lots.
To be considered a campground.
And how many does Varga have? One?
I don't know how many are there.
Yeah, it's just
one. It's just one lot.
Yeah. So it would be independent lots. So even right now, our RC wouldn't work.
So the whole block would have to apply for rezoning? Or the whole waterfront?
No, I don't think they could, because a campground is supposed to be a group. And when you have a campground, then you also have to then you take care of water and sewer, because that still is the big thing. You got a camper that's sitting there, and how do they take care of their sewer? They don't use.
Does it have to be zoned campground? Can't we leave the campground out of it and just keep it recreation? Or
there's no different than at Minky's, because not all of Minky's are full hookups. So you can, I mean, it's a self-contained unit, correct? You can come
right,
and have them
can
sucked
have
out.
Somebody come in and do it. But they also have restroom facilities.
If you want to call them that.
Yeah. But that's the issue with the campground. And again, if we let it happen up there, why can't they have it anywhere else? All those 40 by 40 lots down there. Why couldn't they put a campground there then?
I'd like to hear the answer to that one.
You're opening a can of worms.
Yeah.
I understand. It's a great place to put it. But boy, if we start doing it, then why can't...
I'll have one at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When is the next... So the zoning board rules on this, correct? I mean, they're the ones that can change it or...
Yeah, but the change process takes... And then I'm frustrated because I've got that letter out there for one land property owner, and the other one's not putting his camper on because he's following what I told him and what the county's doing. And all those guys that took him out of there.
How did you find out about Mr. Varga? Were you told by a resident that he had a trailer there? Did you physically see it yourself?
I was told, yeah.
So I figured.
So how many campers are up there now? Two, three? There's two.
And they're both in violation.
All right.
When's the next zoning meeting?
August.
Is that the what?
August
1st. 1st, yeah.
What do we do? You know, we've kind of slowed it down, you know. Rules are rules, that's the trouble.
Yeah. I totally understand that we could be, you know, that like she said, I was just thinking that you could.
It'd be nice to help the guy out, yeah.
Oh, I'm not just talking about him. I mean, I'm just that whole stretch of lots. I mean, look at it up there. Some of them look terrible, and some of them look great. I mean, if you could get the change, you might have a better looking environment over there. But
well, a lot of them just bought it for a boat dock. That's really what they bought it for.
Well, yeah.
And now they're just trying to stretch it out a little bit.
And they couldn't zone just that. We couldn't get it for just that piece there, all the way along there.
It would be tough because that's why I asked, because that'd be Mike owns a lot, you own a lot, I own a lot, Wayne owns a lot, Dave owns a lot, Artie owns a lot, everybody owns a lot. So then we're going to all have to get together and say, hey, I guess we'd have to get... We'd have to put a meeting together with all the lot owners along there and asked if we could all...
Is it only along where?
Well, we're Varg... What is that road there? Along the dike.
Cooley.
Cooley.
So So what specifications does it have? What size lot? Where is it located? Is it just Cooley Road?
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Because then they'll want to jump, you'll want to jump down. When you jump down off of Cooley Road to the east, you have all those very small lots in there, and then everybody will start saying, well, they have a camper up there. I own a lot down here, and I own a lot up there. I want to have a camper down here.
Agreed.
We've talked about it a lot. I have thrown this out to the zoning board, and they were kind of the same way you were. It would be nice to, how can we allow them to do this? And the more we talked, the more we found it's...
Could be a disaster.
Yeah.
Well,
we're gonna have to, you know. Because then you'd go up on top, too. What about all those skinny lots on top on Dyke Road that aren't big enough for a house anymore?
Like where we tore the house down.
Yeah. Now,
you could have trailers all up there.
Then they could put campers all along there where it's really narrow.
I think we better let it alone. I'd love to help the guy out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for now, it doesn't sound like there's much we can do, except tell him he's going to have to move his camper. Based on Linda's testimonial and getting more information from Linda here at the meeting tonight, I thought it would be a little bit more easy, but based on the fact that we could have Reno Beach be a large trailer park.
Yeah.
Unless, well, maybe we want Reno Beach to be a large trailer park.
Oh, please.
Yeah, that's why we went to the 22-foot wide houses. So we wouldn't have.
Mark, you're not saying nothing.
Or Mark, I'm sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
I'd rather not.
That'd be a whole nother meeting with a whole bunch of people here, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that one, we're on that one.
Yep.
You got any more to report or no?
I have a little bit.
Okay, because I got a few questions.
Me too.
As we go, so
does
I don't.
Does anybody have a phone
June
50? Number for
it? Went for
Mr. Varden, because I
remember you guys stopped.
You know what? I don't think I do on my phone. I don't think I saved it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to get at.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm writing it down.
Because I only contacted him. I sent a letter.
If not, I can get you one soon.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I can save it.
On that filing letter, we better settle this. It's you know, we stopped it. So
yeah, we should. We can. We did stop it just because we wanted to wait till you got back. We didn't want to be jumping to conclusions.
We didn't understand it. Yeah.
You know, we were. It was. It just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
Not that it was. It just definitely was. There were a lot of questions in the air of, you know. So can you contact him? Because
yeah.
I'm leaving for vacation tomorrow morning. So
yeah, I'll get home.
I would say let's give him another 30 days.
Yeah, send him another letter, and we'll go from. We'll start from there.
Joe will contact him, and let's start another 30 days to say, hey, here you go. This is where it's at, and that will give him some time to get some stuff squared away. I think that's fair enough.
I'd rather do 30 days, but
I'd say the 1st of August, max.
Whatever.
Yeah,
send
that's
him
fine.
A letter. Whatever
that's
you want.
Okay. Close enough to 30.
All right, August 1st. I had you. I had you all sign the Terry Wheeler to transfer our lot to her. So those need to go. Anybody going to Genoa in the next couple days?
I can go that way. I go that. You know, just I just.
You just got to drop them off, and then he files them.
Okay.
If you can do that. Okay. The question was: is zoning book? The zoning book is on the website. And
I thought it was. Kevin said he couldn't find it.
Yeah. It's in two spots.
Okay.
It's in under zoning. And then I always have my desk copy.
Well, that's what we couldn't find.
So I have the little tabs that get you to the hot spots.
Where was that at? I mean, just out of curiosity.
It was on it?
He didn't see it. He was looking all over for it the other day.
Yeah.
All right.
It happens. And I know... the other question, and I'll just throw it out there, we don't need to talk about it, but Butch and Denny's is discussing putting up the little cabins for like a campground. So he would have to do it some kind of, he'd have to get rezoned. And then.
Where's he going to put the waste?
He's going to have to put in some kind of sewage system.
He's going to put some kind of sewage system.
An aerator in.
It seems easy. But, then he'd have to follow some licensing requirements, and I think he's opening a can of worms. So, anyhow, he is zoned to C2 there. So that's been some, he did come in and talk to Chris for quite a while. I've had some issues with Mr. Bolander, that's why.
Yes.
This guy's here. You want to share your input?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
First of all, I just want to know what he's building there.
His name.
Somebody knows. I know you know.
We have to give you your name and.
Joe knows it all. Write it down. Wayne Miller.
We got to have it on the tape.
We're recording.
Oh.
Yeah.
8219 Cedar Point Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Good?
Yep.
What are we doing there at his project? The Bolander project.
Are you talking about the barn itself?
Yes.
This is on the corner of Decant and Cedar Point, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What do you mean, what is he building? I mean,
what
I would say a barn.
There?
I would say a barn.
It's not a barn.
I heard a machine shop.
It's not commercial.
No, you're right.
Why did he put two septic tanks in yesterday? Why did the county give him a curb cut?
Yeah, I didn't think that was right either when they let him.
Why did he do it?
Yeah.
Why does he have 6-inch concrete in the building?
Well, I know one reason he went around because he found out how much it was going to cost for a tile to go in there, because that's like a 90-inch concrete tile he had to put in.
In the garage?
No, in the ditch.
I'm talking about the garage.
Yeah, well, but I mean.
We don't need 6-inch concrete.
No, it's a machine shop, yeah.
The big power he put in there, why is that?
Probably a machine shop, yeah.
What are we going to do?
We're
going to laugh at this? Or yeah.
First of all, I didn't know that he was putting in a machine shop. I didn't know.
I didn't say he was.
Well, no.
I'm asking you.
The rumor was.
Oh, I didn't even hear the rumor.
I'm telling you what I'm seeing, and what do we do? It's going to be okay when it's done? You just walk away?
Well, I know he put in a, my uncle was there for a birthday or graduation party, or one of the two, not too long ago. And I know he put in a, he's got like a bathroom and kitchen and stuff.
Oh, it's
in
a holder,
there.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's probably what the tanks are for.
2,000-gallon septic tanks?
I don't know
put
what
put in at the end of the day? Come on.
I didn't see what he put
I
in.
Did.
Well, I believe you, Wayne.
I mean, I got
pictures. So 1,000 gallons?
Oh, they're huge. They might be bigger than 1,000 gallons.
Yeah, 1,000's not really that big.
But what does the size of a tank have to do with a machine shop?
Is there a permit there for a machine shop? It's residential.
No. But I mean, no. I'm just trying to fact find here. I'm trying to listen to your knowledge. What makes you scared about the size of the tanks that he put in correlation to having some type of commercial business there? Is my question.
My question is, if it's a pole barn, is there a permit pulled for the septic tanks? Yes or no?
I can't answer that. Is that?
Yeah, and I made the call today because Wayne called me and. So here's what I've done. So I called the sanitarian. That's their term now. And Nate's going to call me back. He wasn't in when I called today. So Nate Freese. So I'm going to ask him about that. I've also contacted Edison about usually when they do a upgrade for electrical, I have to do a sign-off that they didn't need a permit to do it. I didn't need that for them. So I've contacted both of those. I did contact, the county did give him a cut permit.
A curb cut?
Yeah.
Where, the curb cut's down in the corner there. Is that
no,
where he's
no,
driving
no,
in?
No, no, no.
It's down in front
it's
of the barn now?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been by there in a week or so.
They haven't even done it yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not done.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do now is, because if you remember all of this, we did a BZA, and he wanted to put that building on the lot next to him because he owns all.
Correct. He owns the whole field, yeah.
And he built the pole barn too close to make that a buildable lot. So then I made him combine the lots.
Correct.
So that pole barn now is on his house lot.
He added to his house lot?
Yeah. So he combined those two. So What I failed to do at that point is change his permit address. So there are people going under the assumption that he has a permit for that lot, and they're combined. So I'm going to back walk this. And I didn't realize that until I started looking at my paperwork, that we issued him the permit. The BZA said okay to build it, but then I stopped him from building the pole barn because it was too close to the road, because he was going to build a house eventually. That was his intent that he told us. Yeah, he was going to sell the other house and build a new house.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
So that's what he told us. So
why was I never notified? One guy in the neighborhood was notified that I know of.
Notified of what? Him putting up a building?
Yes. He was the only one.
You don't have to notify anybody of putting up a building, do you?
Why did they notify him?
Adjoining property owners. I did.
Okay. Because you're not adjoining to the property?
Yeah.
He was neither.
The deanery is James,
street.
Howard, and Lovequist.
They live across the street.
I can't attest to that. I have my list.
He's my neighbor. He lives on the house on the corner.
I can't answer that either. Why you didn't get notified?
You only need to do adjoining property owners.
And it was in the paper too.
Yeah.
Linda, let me ask you a question. Is that barn set at the proper elevation for the floor? Is it high enough?
That's the county. The county.
The county did that elevation? Because I hear he's having a lot of trouble with the water in the building already.
I'm not complaining about the building.
No, right? No. I know you're worried about the business.
Manufacturing facility next to my house.
I know Larry.
So do I.
And I, from what he told me, is he's putting a basketball hoop in there, and he's letting Derek pitch in there, and it's going to be a loft and a kitchen area for the kids' parties and stuff. That's what he told me he's doing in there.
That'd be great.
I didn't hear nothing about the business.
That would be great.
Yeah, I mean, because his business is over there by Collins Park. I mean, I can't see him moving out of there. I mean, there's no way. That barn wouldn't handle that business. He's not... That's what he told me he was going to do. And we've been to his house. We go to his house. I don't think he would have been friends with him for 15 years.
I never heard that either. I really haven't. I've never heard any inclination of him wanting to do anything there like that.
I asked the question, what is he doing?
Yeah, no, I'm just communicating
just
with him.
That's what he the power involved. I cannot believe the power he put in there is for a pole barn.
I don't know. I don't know what he put in. I'll snoop around.
Mike, do you have his phone number?
I do.
I do too.
I tried to scavenge.
I'm with you, Wayne. I hear you. I'm not against you.
I've talked to the guy twice in my life, and that's when I snagged his dogs. And that's the only time I've ever talked to him. Now it sounds like Dee Maria is a partial landowner with him now. Because they bought it from a Dee Maria.
They brought that together. Okay. I think they initially were going to build some houses in there as an investment. So Dia Maria was in it, and Jim too. They were partners initially, but I think he pulled out and Larry bought it all.
Well, Dia Maria and I originally bought all that and then sold it to Bolander.
Oh, that okay.
To be truthfully honest with you, that originally I and Dia Maria bought that whole farm, and then we sold that whole farm to Bolander. Now, if Dia Maria is back, some capacity, I don't know.
He got a letter, and I asked him what he thought about it. He says, I don't care as long as I can use it. And I'm talking to, if that ain't a blow off, I don't know what I ever heard.
Yeah, I don't know of any, the power
he
He
told me he got a letter.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Dia
Maria. That's because he must be.
Still listed as the owner of the adjacent property.
Well.
I don't object to the building or anything like that. No. I'm just looking at the potential of what I see happening here. Why would you put a septic tank in that big for somebody to throw a baseball and play basketball?
He would never get an occupancy permit to do a...
Yeah, that would be the biggest thing. He'd have to try and get the occupancy permit, and there's no way they're going to give it to him.
No.
I mean...
I don't think so either, Wayne. But duly noted, and I don't know anything about the power. I didn't even look at his power.
Well, they set a whole new pole, new transformer, everything for him. Might even be three. I don't know. I'm sure there's not three phase there, but
No, not Don Cugino.
No,
and that costs a whole lot of money to run from
yeah
from two. So
I'm just saying, as being a neighbor there, you know,
yeah.
I don't want my house turned to shit because somebody else is making money on theirs.
It won't be a commercial one.
This is all recorded?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
All right, so that is all I have. So, questions?
Yes, go ahead, Paul.
I got two. First one, I got a call at for 127 and 263 Allsdale. A couple houses there that are in really bad shape.
267?
263, I'm sorry. 127 and 263. Roofs are falling in on them. You know, nobody's living there in them. So if you could look into that and possibly send the letters.
That 263 sounds familiar.
Right. I think it is. So that's those two. The question was asked last week, and I couldn't defend it or not agree, but Anchor Point, do we not do any zoning in Anchor Point whatsoever?
I have been writing permits for their...
I had it on my list.
Porches? But the county will say we have nothing to do with that.
So while we're on recording here, you're telling me we have no authority at Anchor Point for zoning of any sort. And in the same breath, we don't have any control on those lots on Cooley Canal. That's mind-boggling. So when they hang a sheet out off of a dock that's dangling in the water with a hand-sprayed paint advertising something,
Joe's
Bench
Pizza.
Sweet Corn or
well,
Joe's Pizza,
yeah.
Or that's totally acceptable.
Way back when.
I'm going to have to get in the advertising gig there. I'm gonna get with one of my buddies and get some advertising going over there.
The reason being is these decks, you go back in that marina, and half of them are falling in.
Half of them look like this.
There's no building, there's no inspections, nothing.
You believe that, Wayne?
I can believe anything.
Me too, man.
Because they're associations. So they're like a homeowners association. So they're in control of their own.
But we do have control of Minky's Marina.
I don't think so.
Oh, we don't? Oh, okay. Well, that evens up the playing field a little bit then. All right. Oh, wow. I had the same question because I've had 15 calls about a bedroom or a bed sheet hanging off of a dock over there on the coulee, advertising a local business's services, handwritten in spray paint on a white sheet dangling in the water. It looks awful. And
I would certainly send something.
Well, not to mention the disarray and the. Yeah. The unsafe docks or decks, if you will, and it's.
I mean, the last high water they had them floating, they were coming off, and I don't understand how it just does not make sense one bit that we can't control that, but we can control all this other stuff. It makes no sense. I mean, that place is looking rougher and rougher every year. But
Tony,
we do
issue
them permits. Correct.
I have been issuing permits for the ducks because some of them want them, and so when they make a nice metal structure, I will issue those simply because that's what I want them to build. Their zoning, no, it's not zoning. Their association has some different stipulations that they're trying to go against, so they want to see better things down there. Some of the dock owners. So everything is supposed to be portable. Well, in our winds, you can't have portable roof structures. They just blow away. So
I don't know. It's mind-boggling. I mean, we charge them for a permit, but yet we can't enforce anything in there. So we shouldn't even be charging them for a permit. Theoretically.
Theoretically.
I mean, that's...
Right.
When the first guy came in, I said... Well, I really don't have any jurisdiction over you. He said, but I really want a permit. Because of the, with the association. So that one did, and then another one came in. And I only did it because I wanted to see exactly what they were doing. And one did what the other one did. I'm going to say something, Tony.
Well, I wanted to share with you on the fire department inspection. At the bilge, they have gone through another upgrade in their capabilities of serving food. Mm-hmm. So they went from microwave only to now they have grill and fryer and hood systems and everything too. So that actually may have even been inspected today by the county and by the fire department. We have to sign off on it. So that's one application that I was aware of, and they've provided drawings and all the information, and everything is, you know, kosher like it's supposed to be.
And we do have that type of building regulation. We do that.
Yeah.
But it's the docks.
Yeah, that I don't know.
It's theirs.
The other thing I wanted to share with you is, it's just interesting, coincidentally, the fire marshal's office has put out a request and for us to survey all of our marinas. They wanted to know how many docks there are, how many electrical hookups are at these locations. So there was a list of information. So we are in the process of gathering that, but that's for a survey for the fire marshal's office. So, you know, and the electrical is probably the bigger area of concern that I have, is because Sandusky experienced the electrocution of a individual when he went into the water. He was electrocuted by his power supply, his shore power supply. So I'm not so sure that maybe an incident or accident of that nature may have stemmed some interest from the fire marshal's office. I don't know that. I'm just speculating. But we're fulfilling our survey information.
Anything else, Linda?
Any other questions?
Yeah, I'm done. You know.
I'm done, yeah.
I had a call from a Terry. Got a couple things here. God, my mind's got too much information. Terry Schmidlin, Terry, where are you at with my... Anyway, she's the house, as you're looking at Bono Tavern, to the right, she's the first house to the right. She has got standing water in her backyard today. And she said that all of a sudden, this season, now it's July, and we've had 90-degree temperatures and all this stuff, and she says she's never had standing water. Kevin and I went and took pictures of it. I looked at it. Do you remember the field to the east of behind Bono Tavern that guy was going to do a complex or a development in or whatever? Well, that grass is this high, that whole field.
The campground, isn't it?
Whatever it was. I remember talking about it. Something has to be done about that, because we can't even see where the water's coming from, because that field is this high with weeds and debris and obstruction. So I would really like you to go put eyeballs on that and figure out who we can send a letter to get that cut, because I can't even figure out where the water's coming to her yard. She's got a spot in her yard the size of this room with this much water in it that's completely all brown because it's just been laying there. It's coming from either the pump there. Is that Grottle's pump on Route 2? I don't know where it's coming from, or it's just getting gathered around because of the tall debris of weeds or something. But Kevin and I can't figure out where it's coming from, but it's coming from somewhere. And her next-door neighbor's basement is flooded. So there's a problem over there that needs to be addressed or resolved or looked into or something, because somebody's all of a sudden moving water where it hasn't been moving, from what we can see.
I'll get it cut.
It needs to be cut. I went over there and I couldn't even see what the heck was going on. So I would like you to look into that, please. Anchor point we covered. We covered the campers. BZA meeting. I guess that's it. Bo covered the anchor point situation, which is mind-boggling to me. I don't understand how we can't have more control over there. So I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to hang up a king-size white sheet on one of my friend's docks over there in the coulee, and I'm going to put bench sweet corn for sale. I want to see how many calls she gets. I mean, if you want me to, I'll put Maumee Bay General Store gas price or something, and see, and she'll get 4,000 calls. But I don't want to bother too much by advertising something of mine. So I'll just use Ben Sweetcorn as a.
Oh, you're a real nice guy.
Make sure it's silk. Silk sheet. Okay.
It's just mind-boggling to me, Linda, that they've got to, you know, that they can just do some of the stuff they're doing, and we can't.
Is there a way that you or the zoning board could get together? If you're telling me that you're saying that they're trying to clean it up and make it right, is there something that they can with their
association.
Their association board, yeah, and say, well, hey, listen, we really want to.
I surely think I can do something about a sign because it's still in
zoning. Did you see a picture of it?
No, I didn't.
Would you like to?
Yeah.
Real quick. I just want you to see. I'll pass this around.
It was
for
a big sheet.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
It was about.
But the whole thing is way back when those marinas were made, the county was the one that kind of took a hands-off approach. And
asinine.
And so that's because I kind of tried to track it down because I asked Chris too since she was involved with all that.
Would you pass that around to Wayne, please? Let everybody take a look.
So, but I'm sure sign-wise, it's just the docks themselves.
I like it.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's kind of like the Bono Tavern sign down here that's kind of
ill. And nothing against Bono Tavern. If that said Mommy Bay General Store, I'd say this. I'd go tell them to take
it down.
I'd say, I can't have that. Take it down.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not about Bono Tavern. It's just about the fact that that kind of stuff goes on and it's not being addressed. And yet, I get a sign. If I put a little sign out down here, I got to use myself as an example.
Is that
I
don't want to, Anchor Point?
It'd be all over me. Yeah, that's it. That's in Anchor Point.
Let's keep moving.
I guess that's all I have for Linda.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. You're all done then?
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to trustees' reports. What do you need? Oh, that's right. Tony's here.
I'm short and sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
So you are doing the fire department?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you were.
Make it short and sweet so you can get over to your meeting.
Okay. Our safety issue is there's been a lot of increase in water-related incidents. Please exercise water safety when near, on, and around the waters. What I am coming to you tonight for is permission to purchase two Scott Sight face pieces. They are an integrated thermal imaging camera in the Scott pack. It's just slightly over my budget amount. It's $2,580. We're going to purchase two mediums at this time. Use them for when we do initial search and or initial attack. So when the firefighter will have it right directly in his face piece, he doesn't necessarily have to carry a thermal imager. I'm not discouraging it from carrying a thermal imager. Should always have two devices, but this is an integrated device. And it's been out for a couple of years now, so I think the reliability and everything's there. So just looking to
improve. It's $2,500 for two of them or a piece?
For two.
All for two.
That's for
okay.
Two.
What is it? It goes on the over top of the.
You have to purchase the face. You purchase two face pieces. It has the thermal camera on there, and then there's a 1-inch by 1-inch lens that, when you look down, you can see the camera.
Oh, okay.
You'll see the camera image just like it, like you would a thermal imager.
Okay, so you're gonna put these on the truck, or
this will be on the rescue engine. So the first truck out.
Okay, they'll be hanging in there.
They'll be hanging in there, and the firefighter can. Elect to wear that one, or he'll have his own face brace.
So whoever is in the truck first is going to get. They're not being
that's
okay.
Who's getting it. Yep, and that's how we're going to approach that. Just sharing with you, Oregon City School is going to host an EMT class starting in August, so we'll probably get a couple of our new people enrolled into that one.
And
inspections.
Old ones.
I'm sorry.
And old ones.
Yeah. As far as inspections. We have been active in inspections. The fireworks stores were appropriately inspected by the state fire marshal. I accompanied Tom Miller on those inspections, and everything was approved and passed. And the other part is to just see that they're following the rules and everything that they have to comply with. So, for instance, when you walk into the building, the security officer has to check to ask you if you have. You know, you're not allowed to enter in with a lighter, matches, cigarettes, a weapon, you know, So they both were compliant. The other inspections was the Lighthouse Festival. Disappointed in that group. We've repeatedly gone there and done inspections, but they repeat to not inform us. They claim that they left a message on the machine, and I didn't have a message on the machine. So just disappointed in them, you know, for upstanding people and why they can't take this seriously. We do. It's not only the tents that have to be inspected, but it's the food vendors have to be inspected, because there are strict rules on the food vendors, how they have to manage their food trucks and their propane and everything else. So just, again, disappointed with that group, because they don't come forth ahead of time and say, hey, by the way, put it on your schedule, we're going to need inspection. So,
Tony, just curious. On those food trucks, do you check then maybe if they're up here at the old Kmart lot and that? I'm just curious.
That's Oregon's. Anything within our jurisdiction is our responsibility.
But do they do that, though?
Because of the where they position them in the near the amphitheater, that's our jurisdiction.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like he can't.
But Oregon does inspect the ones in Oregon.
It sounds like he can't go inspect the one at Minky's, because they're on the Anchor Point Minky's are on their own dime.
I didn't know Anchor Point. There was a food truck.
Minky's has got a food truck all the time.
I'm not aware of it. Which Minky's?
You can't go inspect it anyway.
We are fire. Which Minky's? East or West?
West.
I just want
West.
To know. West. Whose is it? I mean, just is it Dietz or Smokey's?
Lake Erie Barbecue.
I think it's Lake Erie Barbecue. Yeah.
Because once we inspect them, if they're compliant, then we will create a sticker that they've been inspected, and they don't have to be inspected every single time. But if it's a different food truck coming in each time, each one of them has to be inspected.
I think it's the same one every time.
We do this inspection for the Barefoot to the Beach. When they come in with all their catering service and all the multiple restaurants, they all have to be compliant too. So, you know, we're just trying to, the rules are to be fair with everybody, you know, we had a grease fire at Barefoot to the Beach one year. So, you know, fortunately it was managed and controlled, and fire extinguishers were in place, and everything was done right. So, but I was unaware. So I will ask everyone, if you see these food trucks in our jurisdiction, just give me a call, and I'll send one of our inspectors out to check it out. One company that has been upstanding is Kokosing. They have just been phenomenal to work with at the low water pumping station. You know, it doesn't appear to be a threat or anything to our community, but that's a huge facility, and it's a very critical infrastructure facility for the city of Toledo. But they are repeatedly contacting us, letting us know when we're doing this, that, or the other thing. So we had gone through, and all their alarm systems were checked and passed and inspected in conjunction. When we do our inspection, mainly we're doing it with the county at the same time. So it's just worked out well. But they have a 10,000 gallon fuel tank. You know, there's some issues with that Captain Wolf caught, and they made those corrections and improvements right away. So I wanted to share. I want to brag about our inspection. It's moving forward. We're beginning to move in the right direction. We still got a lot of ways to go yet.
Are we getting all the businesses in the township inspected
as
well?
We're working on right now. We're managing what we have to do at this time, and we're creating a schedule in order to get that. The next priority will be the schools. They have to be inspected prior to opening. So, we'll start capturing the businesses. Unfortunately, you know, our inspectors all have full-time jobs, so it's trying to filter that in. Some of this stuff, just like Anchor Point called me yesterday, then I called Captain Wolf and said, oh, by the way, can you get out there and get an inspection of the village? So, you know, we don't have an inspection group that we can schedule their, you know, multiple days. So we're trying to capture it.
Maumee Bay General's in there three times this year.
Well, I just know that we have it. How many commercial businesses do we have in the township?
We have a list of them. And
12?
We'll be working through them. Well, there's more than that, because we have businesses. You know, we got Bose. auto products, we have TAT, you know, Snow's Cabinetry.
The bars.
You know, the bars.
The gas station.
And the focus has been, my focus, is on the businesses that have the higher population, you know, the higher public access going in and out of their facilities. So that's been the bigger focus for, like, his business and that. They're, it's an employee. They don't have public coming into their facility.
I understand.
I'm up to 20.
But I know I've been requesting the entire township.
Correct.
Be for several years now, and I don't seem to see that they've all gotten inspected. I'm not talking about me.
They have not all been inspected.
I just, right. Okay.
And it's just a constant work in progress.
I'm just referring to the general, all of us, and I'm putting all of us in a basket.
Yeah.
No, I have reached out.
I know that there's been some that have not been inspected in many, many years that I've been asking.
Okay. So I'm not without looking at hiring a part-time inspector to help get us caught up, just because our guys have full-time jobs. So that's a drawback, but I've been looking at that. The fire department did assist Oregon at Boomfest. We took the UTV there and assisted out in fire watch, and the vehicle worked out really well, especially our lighting at the end to help them reload. You know, that worked out really well for that. And we'll be scheduling Waterway in as our third-party vendor, and they'll be coming in and perform our fire hose testing. But it's just an annual thing we have to do every year. So I think that's it. Oh, I need you guys to approve that purchase.
What was that?
There's the it's Warren Fire.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, I can do it. I make a motion to approve the purchase of 2 Scott Site full kits. These are the AV3000 HT face pieces at a total of $2,580 from Warren Fire.
Second.
You can give that to the fiscal officer.
That's just a quote.
Very last comment that I have is Trustee Miller had asked me to check in on the recruiting retention. I brought it up for discussion at the Lucas County Chiefs meeting, and I had gotten some feedback instantly. Washington Township Chief Ron Kay sent me the link for this. It has information on recruiting and retention. EMA Director Pat Mooney also sent me a link. Portage Fire is going to have a recruitment and retention class next Saturday, I believe. So I'm not sure I'm going to make it, but I'll try and send a representative there to sit in on. And Oregon is in a very active recruitment themselves. So they are really hustling to try and pick up their numbers too.
Is that it, Tony?
That's it. Thank you.
We didn't vote on the mass.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. We didn't vote. Yeah.
Go on. So we had a motion, Bo Miller, second by Joe Kiss.
Okay.
So roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. I think we got everybody taken care of now. Let's move on to the trustees report. Cemetery, Joe?
Chief, you got to go.
Yeah.
They got a meeting next door.
Thanks, Chief.
I just got that one.
Well, the cemetery report is we need to probably pass a resolution for this levy that we're going to be putting on for cemetery improvements. So is this a resolution here, Joel?
Of your packet, you have 2 parts. The first one, which is 2 pages, is the first resolution we need to send after, of course, it's made, to the county. If you look under the very bottom, it's a paragraph, resolved, certify a copy, Lucas County Auditor. We're going to request that from the auditor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the resolution is asking for.
What are we requesting?
requesting...
How much?
A quarter, didn't we?
That is not indicated on here, but just let me finish going through these.
Oh, go ahead.
The second set, which is the last two pages, will be at the end of the month. If we, of course, approve this resolution and all the question marks that are indicated on here, which we have to fill in specifically, because this document then gets sent, and then they certify the funds, whatever we ask, and then when it comes back, we then make a resolution to send that on to the County Board of Elections for them to place on November's ballot.
So we need to go over this first one and figure out what to do with it, if we're going to do it with it, right?
The stuff that's highlighted or in caps is what's needs to be filled in.
I don't have anything highlighted. What do you mean?
Well, if you look at it, you'll see resolution is highlighted.
Time
is highlighted. Who's moving the adoption? You know, we're doing this today, obviously. So it's in black and white, so that's why it's not. You'll highlight like the color copy. But you see the question marks for the number of mills.
Well, let's talk about the number of mills then. I was assuming we'd put the least amount.
I think I looked on there.
Not a full mill or a quarter mill.
That's going to bring us, I think, 7,000 or 8,000 or something like that.
A year?
A year. That's I think a quarter would be enough to get us started.
It's better
Five
than nothing.
Years.
I mean, what did we ask for 4 years ago?
A mill.
A full mill, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's right there.
That was because we were going to try and finance the whole cost of the project, or
well,
the property purchase, I should say.
We were even talking about getting another piece of property, too.
Yeah. So,
I think a quarter's enough.
I do too. I mean, it's better than nothing. If they turn it down, they turn it down. If they don't want it, they won't vote it in. But if they do vote it in, we're at the minimum that we can ask for.
Yeah.
And that'll generate us. If it's 7,000, what is it? A 4 year? It's a 4 year cycle.
Five. You want to do it 5 years?
Or 5 years would be $35,000.
Which is basically going to cover your drainage, right?
Well, you mean the pond and the whole thing?
The drainage.
Which will basically cover.
Yeah,
basically.
We got 17 in there now, so we could get
right.
started.
We have a little,
bit of it. Yeah.
Slush fund. I say a quarter.
I do too.
I mean, a half, if we want a half of a full mill, it'd be double that, so it'd be 14,000 a year, obviously. But I'm thinking that we ask for the least amount.
I'd be happy if we got the quarter.
So would I. So would I. It would help out a lot. All right, so we all agree that a quarter's the way to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's one question answered. Quarter mill. What's the next one we have to answer, Joel?
So you're going to move the adoption of the resolution by all three board trustee members to read down under resolved.
Okay.
That's going to be an additional 0.25 mils. Again, if you go down, 0.25 mils. For a period of 5 years.
Yep.
And I think the second page, we're all here, so motion a second, and then once I get this typed up, you know, with all the changes.
Yeah.
That's the document we signed.
Yeah, of course.
So it's just a matter of making sure we cover that in the resolution.
Here was half mil. That's what I was going off for the roads, you know. For a $100,000 house, that'd be $1,750, and that would collect, you know.
30.
Yeah, 30. Yeah.
Well, I think you're fairly accurate. I mean, without getting out a calculator, but that's fairly accurate. All right, so we need a motion to accept this resolution.
At a quarter mil, 5 years.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. We accept this resolution of necessity for the purchase of defraying the expenses of the purchase or appropriation and closing care, supervision, repair, and improving of lands for cemetery purposes at a quarter mil levy to be put on the ballot in November.
Well, you were doing, that's the second part. So the first part has to be request that the county auditor certify the Board of Trustees the current evaluation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What did I say wrong?
You said the second part, which will be at the end of the month, once we get back the evaluation from the county.
Okay, so how do you want me to state
this? So he needs to set this one here.
The very bottom paragraph.
Wait. Resolved?
Under resolved.
Yeah. Okay. Bottom one.
Certified.
Oh, I gotcha.
Or under whereas. It's in both places, right? If you read it.
I'll make a motion that the fiscal officer is hereby directed to certify a copy of the resolution to the county auditor, Lucas County, Ohio. The Board of Trustees hereby requests that the county auditor certify this Board of Trustees that total current tax valuation of Jerusalem Township. You like that?
That's perfect.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bob Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried. Resolution passed.
Perfect.
Please vote for the cemetery levy.
That's not self-sustaining.
It should be like at your point.
Wish it was.
Barely. Well, we purchased the new land, so we purchased the annex, the new part.
We raised the fees.
We raised the fees up a little bit. But no, it's been the entire time I've been here in office, it's been critical. Critical as far as money in the bank for the cemetery upkeep, if you will. I mean, we've gotten a little bit going lately with the raised grave cost. We've sold some graves lately. We opened them back up to the entire public, and we have put a few bucks in there. But typically, it's not well funded, no way. Go ahead, Dave.
We were a dumping ground for a while. We raised it about 5 years ago or four, and we kept raising it. People from Toledo were just coming out here. The mortuaries were just dumping them to us.
Because we were too cheap.
They were cheap.
But
I think St. Ignatius had that problem, too, for quite a while.
Probably.
Did they?
They say it was like $100 for a long time.
Ooh, yeah, that would be, yeah.
But see, with the new purchase of this land, Wayne, we've got earth to move. We've got a lot of things that are going to have to take place before we get it plotted for the next wave of graves to be sold for the future generations. So it's going to take a little bit of green cash to get us up and running so we can actually sell you a lot there, you know. So I don't know what else to do except what we just did. So hopefully it'll help. Am I still on the floor? Cemetery. So we passed that resolution.
We're all set then, right?
On that part we are. Yep.
That's all I have for cemetery.
Holland Reynolds.
Quiet. Extremely quiet.
I'll be darned. Roads and bridges. There hasn't been anything going on really either. Let's keep moving here because we got the garbage contract to look at. Garbage discussion. Old business. Like I said earlier when we were all back there, that I got that, I thought we'd scrap those two 8-cubic-foot-yard dumpsters that are here, and we'll deal with it when something
accordingly.
Comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, accordingly. We know what to do now.
Yeah.
Put it that way. That's the only thing I saw there, and then...
It looks good to me. I mean, I read it over.
We're going to ask Mike about the... Rec dumpster?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were.
Do we need a dumpster at the rec?
Yeah.
We had one there years ago, and it just turned you all kinds of crap in there.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of.
I think
carpet, I think there's a toilet in there one time. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
We'll scratch it then.
What about, do you have garbage cans there at all?
There are garbage cans there.
Yeah.
I dumped those. Well, when the old principal was there, I had permission to dump those in the dumpster there, which I will get that permission again and just dump them.
Okay.
To Dean, and he'll allow that. It's like two bags.
Right.
It's not a big
deal. Okay. All right. Yep. So scratch that one.
We'll scratch that one then, too. So that's three dumpsters we get rid of.
We took out the toter thing just because that was going to be confusing. We wanted to get as many bids as we can.
Yeah.
So.
And you saw the front page. He does have quite a few people to.
Yeah. It was
and
impressed.
How many of them are Stevens family? Do they.
That's some of them. That's at All Star, I guess, and Countryside is some of Stevens, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a business.
And I did talk to Brian, and he said his boss has not gotten back with him. He hasn't said yes or no on the extension. He's kind of mad at Brian because he didn't get an extension with us. And I go, there's no way that we could extend this. We had to bid it because the service we've gotten has been terrible. And we'd been hung to dry if we'd have just went with Waste Management again.
Yeah.
So he was going to call me possibly tomorrow or the next day and let me know, and I'll let you guys know.
So what happens if they don't extend the contract come July 31st?
No, it could be interesting.
Got a bunch of garbage.
We might be garbage men.
I'm going to be on vacation that week. No.
That's why tomorrow morning, right away, the first thing I do, I'm going to get this so he gets it out right away.
Okay.
He said he'd do that.
But, David, you're absolutely right. There's no way I would have agreed to an extension with them.
No.
There's no way. I mean, no. I would not. If we have garbage laying out there, we'll have to deal with it like we've dealt with every other last week, pickup and everything else. You're dealing with it anyway. Again, 90% of the people don't have any problem. But the 10% of the people do. They just make it such a big deal, and it's such – I mean, it is a big deal if you don't – so there's no way I could have went with an extension with them other than bidding it out. So I'm not going to – if we don't have garbage, we don't have a garbage. We'll have to deal with it. I don't know what we'll do. It's not a good thing.
Can you guys think of anything else? Got any other complaints?
No, I
– he wanted to make it simple so we get more people.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. And we can always – customize it once we get somebody on board. We can ask them what it'll take.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought about the dumpsters, you know, we do,
Or I still like the bins, but we'll see how it goes once we get an accepted offer with somebody.
See how much they're going to, how much it's going to be. Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Right, if we get this out, we'll get an offer. We'll get it back from these people.
I think so. Okay, then that's all. When I talk to him tomorrow, that's
Let's
the only thing is
mentioned
to him. Okay, cemetery ongoing discussion. We did all that. Okay, any other new business?
Yes, real quick.
Or old business,
old
I mean.
Old business.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I talked to Kenny King. He absolutely said put up a gate there if we want to. There's two poles there on each side already. We just got to figure out what gate we're going to put up. The fire department can have a key.
I was talking to Bo, though. We might have trouble. I know I haven't mentioned it to him when I was talking to him one day. The garbage trucks can't turn around.
Garbage trucks.
There's no, there's not enough area for a big garbage truck to turn around down at the end down there. They almost got to have that for access to get, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? They'd have to back all the way out.
Right.
They can't turn around at Jeff Herz there anywhere in that end spot
there?
No,
he's talking up.
When you're on the dike.
On the dike. Yeah, down at Jeff's they can.
Oh, yeah.
So once they get down to Migliore's, you're saying there's nowhere to turn around.
There's nowhere to turn around.
Just like on Julie's end, they'd have to back all the way out the other way.
Yeah. So, I thought of that when I said...
Well, that could be something we could look. We could talk to them, too, about just giving them a key, too, so they can open it.
Well, the residents down there are very, very confident that that will slow down a lot of the traffic because a lot of that traffic's coming from the dike, coming down Kenny King's and speeding out. So... For the record, Kenny King said he'll work with us to get it.
They always all said we could do last time, and then we didn't do it. But we got to worry about these garbage trucks, too.
Figure out how they
I want to get the garbage contract taken care of.
Okay, I'm just letting you know I spoke to him. He addressed me, and we...
No problem.
Okay. That's all I have. Yep, that's all I have.
Okay. A new business. There's a Temecog meeting July 19th at 1:30. It's about stormwater and... I think I might go. It sounds pretty interesting. There's some financial assistance, and there's some loan programs to help governmental improvements in stormwater and wastewater and drinking water systems, stuff like that. So,
what day is this, David?
July 19th, 1:30 at Temecog.
At where at? At Temecog at
the
Martin
train
Luther
station.
King?
Train station.
Yes, next Thursday, a week from this Thursday.
Yeah. Okay, any other new business?
No, the only thing you did forget to mention was our, we went to the public records training.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah, we did. I hung my little thing up.
Dude. Did you?
Yeah.
Did I email mine to you, my cert?
Yeah, I just need both of your certificates.
I'm hanging up.
Public records training.
It was a fantastic class.
Very.
It was one of the better ones I ever went to, I thought.
He was all right. He was a little. Yeah, he was all right.
He added a little bit to it. It kept you awake a little bit.
He liked talking about himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are pretty bad. I've one too. Okay. Is there any anyone in the public have anything else to say? Otherwise, Joe, do it.
Wayne, good.
Did you just talk about the garbage? I've been ecstatic with the garbage.
Yeah, I know. I said 9.
I used to buy mine.
9 out of 10 people are happy with it.
That's all I want.
But there's 100 people that aren't, and 800 people that are happy. No, that's fine. Mark, anything? Nobody? Make a motion to adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Mark, tell Barb we missed her.
I will.
Tell Sandy.
Is the recorder off?